Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Crystal Hart and I'm on with my co-host Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi Joni, how are you today?
I am fine, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. We are, obviously winter is starting to draw, the nights are drawing in now over here in the UK, so it's still quite nice and warm, which is lovely, but we're coming into our autumn now, so yes, it's quite nice. So how's it
Beautiful.
Over in the States?
We've got the leaves falling. It's around 70 degrees Fahrenheit here, which is very mild. And it's going to go up a little bit warmer, and then it's going to start going into the 60s, which I like. And, losing the light and having it be an earlier night, well, it's okay. I always say, okay, well, it's for half a year I could deal. It's fine.
Good.
It's fine.
So I'm going to actually say, for those of you that haven't heard us before. Myself and Joni have actually been doing this show for 6 to 7 years now. And we do it because we like to be of service and obviously answer your questions and help where we can. Joni, would you like to introduce yourself first, and then obviously I'll introduce myself.
Sure. My name's Joni Isinger, and I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and now I live in New Jersey. And I was a licensed therapist, a social worker in New York City for 10 years, and I did not believe in any of what Caroline and I do. I thought that it was crazy and a fake. And then around 2003, 2004, 2005, give or take, I became gifted with abilities. And I became able to channel departed ones and pets and jump into other lifetimes and deal with auras and chakras and crystals, etc. And my life changed 180 degrees and there was no turning back. And I started doing this professionally in 2010. And I love what I do. I feel that I'm here to assist others in waking up and coming into their gifts and healing and finding ways to make sense of Earth School. So that's a little bit about me. Caroline, please introduce yourself.
Hi, well, as I said, I'm Caroline Crystal Heart, and the reason for that is because I'm the founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, where I have psychics online 24/7 there to answer your calls. There is American numbers as well as UK numbers and Australian numbers. However, a little bit about me. Again, similar to Joni, I used to say go to a psychic once every couple of years, didn't really take it seriously. I did get told for many occasions, oh, you're a healer, and I just used to look at them as if to say, really? No, don't quite believe that. Then I got to the age of 35, and that was when my life totally turned around, in the sense that I went through some personal circumstances where I got divorced, which actually kicked off my gift, believe it or not, because I was advised by my guidance at the time, which I didn't even know was guidance, to look in the suitcase, which obviously told me exactly what was happening. And from there on in, I was guided throughout that whole process. I actually did my Reiki mastership. I qualified as a life coach. I also qualified as a hypnotherapist, a spiritual practitioner, timeline therapist, and past life therapist. I've since then been doing readings over the telephone for 15 years now. So again, my life took a huge turning. Also, my horse was very involved with this at the time because he was quite poorly. And the first inkling of me knowing about this was my hands used to get hot, and all I would know is that if I put my hands on him, it would make him feel better. But that took 2 years for me to even tell anyone or even know what it is. So both myself and Joni have actually been on that side where we've known it exists, we've not really had an opinion about it, but both of us were brought to service because we're both naturally gifted healers, and spirit decided to tell us we had a job to do. I think that's about right, isn't it, Joni? So, yeah. And then myself and Joni met as friends over LinkedIn. We decided to have a video chat, and the rest is history. We'd known each other for a couple of years before we started doing this show. Mm-hmm. However, again, it was fated. So we do this show, we are friends, as in we've never physically met, but we are friends in the sense that we do chat in between shows. We've known each other for a long time. So, and I think for us, because of our friendship and the way we work as our guides work, we do tag team. We don't compete with each other. We're just friends and we do what we do and we enjoy what we do and we love being on the show together. And hopefully that comes through to you guys as well. We do add a sense of humor from time to time. Because our guides seem to have sense of humor, don't they, Joni? So
they do, and we do as well. So it's a collective of fun.
It is. And we try to bring the light-sidedness to everything. Obviously, some of you will be going through some pretty not so great situations, but it is a learning opportunity, even though it doesn't seem like it at the time. But you will always right. look back and say, ah, yes, I know exactly why that happened. And sometimes it doesn't make sense at the time it's happening, but it may be like 2 or 3 years down the line before you think, okay, fair enough, I understand that. We both have the same belief that we're on the earth, we're here to learn, and we're here to understand our own inner emotions and how we work as our human being. And I think we both come with that. And then when we do readings, we will give you a result. However, what we do look at, and we always say this to everyone who calls in, you know, we ask you to do the work as well, because obviously we can only help you to a point. However, the biggest person to help is yourself. However, we are here to guide and assist. And I think you'll concur with that, won't you, Joni, as well?
Yes, and that we can come up with maybe the highest probability outcome, but you can make a decision that changes the timeline. So that's very important to know, that you can, in fact, change the outcome based on one decision.
Absolutely.
And I think you've covered a lot. I think
yeah.
you've covered us.
Absolutely. And,
again, how can people find you if they would like a reading?
Well, I also have my Facebook profile, which is Caroline Crystal Heart, which you can message me personally there. Just please tell me who you are and then I'll answer. Or you can friend me, and that's fine as long as, again, you tell me who I am or who you are. You can message the UK-US Psychic Tag Team page, and either myself or Joni will answer that. And again, if you want it specifically to be to me, say it. And again, the same with Joni. Both of us do not have that whole element of, oh, they wanted to speak to me, her over her. We're not like that.
Right. No.
So it doesn't matter to us. The other thing is you can find my other page, which is Crystal Heart Psychics. And on top of that, I have my website, which is www.crystalheartpsychics.com. And again, Joni, you've told everyone how they can find you.
JonisWhiteLightHealing.com. That's yep. my website. And YouTube, if you'd like to see my YouTube videos. And Facebook, I'm there. And like Caroline had said, if you're interested in friending, let me know how you found me.
Exactly. And also, Joni did sing that lovely song. Yeah. I just wanted to say you sang the song earlier. So if you like the song, Joni does record music as well. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll hit the callers. So what I'm going to do is read, if you've listened to us before, you know I always read the last three digits of your number out. And then obviously we'll say hello. If you want to tell us who you are, where you're from, and what is your question. We do limit to one question because obviously, you know, we are on a time limit and we do like to get to as many people. So I shall start with the first caller of this evening or today in the States. Sorry, because you're 5 hours behind. So 618, we're coming to you now. Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to and where are you from? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
I think the person doesn't know that they were going to get picked up so soon.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Joni. How can we help?
You're the first caller.
Yeah.
Did you know that you called us?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can hear you guys clearly. Hey, how are you doing?
Good. You're our first caller.
Thank you for taking my call. How's everyone doing?
How what?
I said, how are you doing today?
We're fine. Thank you. How can we help? What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Stacy, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay.
So my question is, in 2021, I know I'm going to move. I'll be purchasing either a townhouse or either a condo in Atlanta. And I just wanted to know what month would be good for me to go and to start looking around. In
Caroline, you go
first.
In 2021 or in 2022?
2022. I'm sorry, my head is not clear.
Yeah, it's all right. I was looking and I was thinking, there's only 2 months left of the year, so it'll be a bit tricky to. Okay, the month that I'm picking up is to start looking around March. Because
March, okay.
Obviously, I think you could look, I would say like you can look on the internet and just have a look to see if anything crops up that takes your fancy. But it's more about manifestation. What my guides are saying is this is about knowing what you want, yeah? So
yes.
It's getting that idea in your head about what are you exactly looking for? Because, you know, as the whole universe thing and manifestation, there is always a time delay on purpose so you can really work out what you want. I feel the month of moving is like June of next year. So it does feel that it's coming, but I feel it's more, I'm not going till I'm ready. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. So, because I just want to obtain the townhouse first, and then I'll take my time to move in. I'm not going to move to Georgia right away, but the thing is this, I'm highly empathic and I keep picking up on energy around a townhouse in Atlanta. So that townhouse I have to have. So you're right. I will start looking in March, but I'm not going to move in right away because I still have to finish school here in New York City.
Yeah. That's why there's sort of, it's not a rush, but it's like, I don't want to be forced into doing something in a rush. It's like, no, I'm going to take my own sweet time, you know. And Spirit are saying there's a good reason for that because they really want you to sort of think about where you want to be from an energetic point of view because you've got this pull over there, but you might find over there is better. I'm actually going to suggest that we might look at that for a reason because that intuitive pull is that, will you be looking for jobs as well? Because it's about where the words I'm getting from my guides is it's also a little bit of where the money is. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
So,
yes, I will be looking for a job out there as well.
Yeah. So it's where the job comes up. And this is why, yes, there's a pull to go there. But if it comes to it, there will be choices being offered to you. So that's why I'm picking up about the changes, because I feel it's like once the position is secured, that's when you will start looking. But at the moment, they're saying to me, you've got quite a lot to do in the sense of you've got to get through this next 6 months first. Does that make sense?
You are right. Yes, I have some legal things coming up, so I'm trying to. Well, that's first. Once that's finished, then I'll be able to move ahead.
Yes, and that's kind of how I feel. And this is where timelines, and please remember, this is where timelines can change when it comes to Spirit, because obviously, depending on the situation with that court, that legal. Those legal issues, if the timeline shifts, you'll be shifting in when you move. But at the moment, it's on course. I'm looking for June, okay? But they are saying to me there's no harm in looking because it's just getting that idea of where you feel's right or what you feel's right. But again, it's also about the roles. And I feel you have two choices coming up, actually, three potentially different places. It's just you've got to investigate first. They want you to do the legwork, the groundwork, to make sure everything's right for you. The other thing I do pick up, and there's a mother around you in the sense of, is this someone that's passed, or is your mother passed, or is this a motherly figure that's passed? Because it feels there's something to do with that, is this legal element.
My biological mother is still living.
What was that, sorry?
Yeah. I said my biological mother is still living. No,
yeah, but it's a motherly
passed.
Figure. It's something.
I have a person I do look at as a motherly figure. I do have her. Yeah, but she's still with us here.
Yeah, okay. What I'm saying is this is someone in spirit that's got a sense of that feeling. So this is someone making sure you're doing okay. So it could actually even go back to grandmother. It's just sometimes it has a maternal feeling around it. And that's why I don't like to ever say, oh, yes, mother that's passed, you know. I always double check first. However, what I will say is there's definitely a feeling of things surrounding you, and they've shown me like irons in the fire. There's quite a few things blocking you right now, and it's just going through those one by one. But I'm being told to tell you they'll be easy to handle. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think you're talking about my two grandmothers that are in spirit. Yes, they are
yeah.
in spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they want you to go through a few hoops first, and it's just, you know, but it's nothing that can't be done, and I feel that you will find it fairly straightforward once you start moving. Does that make sense? So I get the feeling, but I want to go back to the whole June thing. So now I'm going to pass you over to Joni, and obviously, Joni, would you like to chime in?
Sure. Well, I was smiling when Caroline shared March and June, and I got February and April. So I would say that's so close and so yummy that I would call that a window. And that, you know, she and I are looking at you and your timeline from an etheric perspective, and that each psychic has their own angle, their own way, and that, again, I just marvel. I love how of 12 months out of a year, February and March and April and June are so close that the overlap is so yummy, it's so delicious, that I don't think that there's more to say. I just feel it's more of a teachable moment regarding you hear what we say, and then, you know, you finish your call and your day, and then you have an idea of what spirit through us is sharing with you. And I just feel that it's this cooler time here, you know, up north, you know, February, March, and that a little bit warmer time there. And it feels very comfortable to me. I feel like you're very clear. Healing work was done via Caroline. And I think that you have a very fun and exciting plan. And I really don't feel there's more to share. I just feel that this window period is very compact. It's very intense. I feel that intense, not in a bad way, in you're very planful and you know what you want and you're going to be investigating and you take care of it. And I wish you well.
Thank you so much. Okay, I love it. I'm taking the advice and I will follow back up with you ladies. And
please,
once I start looking. Thank you so much. You guys are the best.
Have fun and good luck.
Thank you. I will. Oh, yes. I agree. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Bye. Caroline, we are ready for our next shout-out of numbers.
Yeah. So 044, and we're coming to you right now. Hi, 044. You're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from? Hello.
Hello.
044. Obviously, they've dropped, so I'm going to go on to the next caller now. It's 016. Hi.
Hi.
016. You're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Hi, Caroline and Joni. My name is Tanika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Hi, Tanika. And how can we help?
Where in Long Island? I'm from Smithtown.
I'm in Suffolk County also.
There you go. Beautiful. How can we help?
This Thursday, I'm going to be starting a new job. It's not a big job. I'm coming from pretty traumatic job experiences. I have anxiety about it. I just wanted to know what you guys see it going. I don't know if it's going to be the job that does this for me, but I really want to move. I need to move. It's just I haven't been happy here in a long time. And I don't know if you see this job being a way for me to move or when you saw me moving, but I just wanted to know what you guys see with this job and when you saw me moving.
Let's see. You're there. It's okay. I don't feel so comfortable, but it's not quote unquote bad. It'll do. It pays bills. And the wording I got twice was, and you leave. I'm going to see whether you find something better. In time, I feel that this job that you take is like a carryover, a transition, or a bridge. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's the way I'm thinking of it. I mean, they have a little...
It's kind of like a grab. It's like grab, like, okay, whatever, grab. And that you weighed the pros and cons because that's what you do. You made your mind up and you took it. But I don't feel so comfortable. I don't feel like it's what you went through before, but I feel that it will satisfy basic needs. Again, I would say paycheck. I would say paying bills, okay? Healing is the most important thing. Can I go in just regarding healing the trauma and seeing what we could do?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do you like soft clothing and robes and slippers?
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Do your comfy, cozy whenever you can. If there's a chill in the air, get on a nice sweatshirt, really fleecy, yummy. We're talking baby yourself. Are you a chocoholic?
No, I like salt a lot, but I have a problem with food. I think I'm addicted to food lately.
So there's a food thing. Okay, so watch what's going in your mouth, but there's a treat. I don't know what it is. So every now and then, like maybe it's even oatmeal with some maple syrup on it and coconut or something. I don't know what you do, but go into the moderation. Don't start like, you know, being a horse to calm your nerves. But even if it's like farina, you know, cream of wheat or something, I just feel like there's something calming, tea. This is all about settling the nerves.
Yeah.
This too shall pass. This too shall pass. And do you have Epsom salts?
Yeah, but I don't have a bath.
That's okay. Do you have a basin? A foot basin?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Put like tablespoons of Epsom salts in shallow, warm, make sure it's well dissolved. Do a foot bath. Put out the intention to the highest of, please release all that does not serve me, thank you. And you could put out the intention, it's a full body Epsom salt bath, and you're getting your feet, but imagine it's a body clearing. Sip water. Because if you're getting a clearing, you go into that dehydration mode. If the energy is now coming out of you, you might start feeling parched. Rest. Treat yourself well. What would a good mommy do? It would take care of you. Your job is to take care of yourself. And it's over. Whatever happened, you need to know it's over. That's the past. There are reasons for everything, and you can ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Without judging yourself and another, accept, forgive yourself if you blame yourself, forgive everyone involved, because you do not want to incur karma. If you go to your passing with unforgiveness towards self or other, you have to have do-overs, and that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
When you fear the future, you set yourself up for drawing crummy things. So you need to work on your mind. It's like a PTSD type of a thing you've got going on right now, but this too shall pass. And you are healing. Look to the future with wonderment and positivity. Be optimistic. You're going to be landing a great place. this place serves. So when you go there, and if it's not really, it doesn't foretell what your future is going to be. It's serving a purpose. It's exactly what you need for today. You're in a fantastic position right now. It might not feel it. I'm getting you're exactly where you're to be. You heal. You'll be calming your nerves. Listen to really nice music. Eat cleanly. Eat well. Try and pull back on the eating. You'll be eating more moderately as you heal. And I'm passing you on to Caroline, and I'm wishing you luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Caroline, please add more.
Hi. Hi, Tanika. Hi. Right, I want to go with the food thing. I think that's like an anxiety-related issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Cause me to put on weight. Yeah,
because I kind of am feeling sort of like I want to go in and just give a little bit of healing with relation to that right now, because this is about almost like the way I'm talking about it or getting it, it's a little bit like a self-sabotage in the sense that the words I'm getting from my guides is it's like, yes, you do a lot of work on yourself. Yes, you do the whole, yes, I should love myself and I should this and I should that. But then like you get to a place and you're feeling quite comfortable and then you slip back again. Is that about right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just feel it's like stress related. It's like a punishment almost. And it's not only that, it's the equivalent of biting nails. Does that make sense? If someone like bites their nails because they're a bit stressed, that's kind of what you do with food.
Yeah, because I live in an environment that's toxic to me. I really need to move. It's my mom's home, and I just want to move out of state so that I just be away from my family and just be able to heal because I've gone through a lot here. Like, I want to move out of state so bad. So it's like when you come home from a stressful job, you're still in stress. So that's why I go through with this.
Yeah, so it's effectively like comfort eating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways. It's, you know, so I'm going to just do a little bit of work with that, but also I'm going to do a little bit of a sort of relaxation just to try and assist you. And if you can use this going forward, I think it will help you release the stress. Sometimes whilst we're in a toxic environment, it's our learning to cope with that ability to cope with the stress levels that are going with that environment. Does that make sense? And then we can work on, like, obviously you working out that little plan to get out of it, okay? So I just want you to just take a deep breath. Just close your eyes. Just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. I'm just sending some healing over to you, Tanika, just to kind of allow you to relax. So just count to 10, 9, 8, 7. And as you're counting down, just feel that whole body relaxing and releasing. So all your shoulders are relaxing and releasing. All down your back is relaxing and releasing. Just gentle energy. I'm sending purple and green energy across to you. I'll talk about the colors of those later. Just to help you release that energy right now. And if you feel the need to breathe, just breathe. I want you to forgive yourself. Just say this inside. Forgiving those around you. As they know not what they do, just breathe that out. Feeling that shoulders relax as you go deeper and deeper. Asking for forgiveness, allowing yourself to forgive yourself. And I'm actually going to move this because what they've sold me is this is a past life cycle. Now, past life could mean a past life or it could actually mean previous life, as in life. It's a habit that's formed because of your situation, okay? So I just want you to ask you to release that right now. Ask your guides and ask yourself, Everything you do is for your highest good. There you go. You feel a big lump in your throat right now, or just some burning sensation in your chest and lungs. Just ask that to release. There you go. Okay, so I'm feeling the release coming. Forgive your mother for everything that she does. Just say to yourself inside, I know she knows not what she does. So how does that feel for you? Okay. So, sometimes we can't control the environment we're in, but what we can do is control our emotions to how we respond to it. What I do pick up in relation to past life or what's previous life, the eating thing is kind of a bit like a habit, and it's something you did when you were as a child, but this is what I'm getting as we're speaking. And it's almost like a self-sabotage effect in the sense you're not doing it on purpose. It's a coping mechanism. And we all develop coping mechanisms sometimes. And sometimes coping mechanisms are healthy or unhealthy. So it's learning to cope with that in a different way. So maybe it might be that you decide to go for a walk and just shake the energy off, and also visualizing a golden egg around you. Or, you know, I often say a frying pan like Teflon, so it becomes non-stick. Yeah, because you're quite empathic and intuitive, what you're doing is you're taking on everyone else's energy. So it's also about protecting yourself from those energies around you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And the words I'm getting from my guides is see yourself as the leader, not as the victim. And the reason why I'm getting that is I feel that in the household that you've got, when you were saying about your mother, I kind of felt there's a lot of insecurities within her, not her fault, and it's her, how she copes. However, she places a lot of that emotional energy onto you, and then that's when you start picking up and feeling low in yourself. So I wanted to lift that today to help you. And this is going to allow you to move forward. Now, there's two sides to this, and I'm sure you've picked this up before. But I also feel family-wise, there's a level of controlling element. So it's like, if you don't feel good about yourself, hey, then she doesn't have to feel so bad about herself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's you saying, actually, I'm not doing this anymore. I really not worried about what you say to me. I'm my own person and I stand in my own space, and this is about being, and what I'm getting is they're showing me pictures of a phoenix now, because I actually feel that this is about you standing on your own two feet and spreading your wings and doing where you need to go. However, what my guides and my guidance is saying is about you reconciling with yourself first, okay? So it's explaining the way you stand dynamic around you, and actually then lift yourself out of that situation so you don't have to take that energy on board. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, job-wise, I kind of feel there is a job on its way, but they just want you to do this a little bit of work. So what I'm saying is when you get home of an evening and you're sitting in the house or you feel that negative energy, make sure you protect yourself first and you don't buy into those emotions. Difficult, I know, easier said than done. It's always easier to say it when you're on the outside looking in, not when you're inside the situation. However, I feel therefore going from that, you'll get stronger and move forward. So if you give yourself that space, in the sense like you can go up to your room, give yourself that space, listen to some guided meditations, get your energy in the right headspace, I feel you'll feel better about it, but it's also going to assist with giving you the strength to move forward. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wanted to ask if you guys saw anything about when I would be moving, possibly out of state or whenever or whatever, just moving.
Right. Okay. What they've done for me today is given the tools to be able to help you heal whilst you're inside the situation, okay? This will then give you the strength to enable you to move forward so that and being a springboard. I get the feeling it's about next spring, but it's also financially you've got to be in the right space. And also you've got to be reconciled with the whole family situation before you go. What they're saying is they don't really want you to fall out with family over this. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
So, because I feel in the past when you mentioned it, your family have been kind of a bit against you moving away, if that makes sense.
I feel that. They won't say it, but I feel that for others.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this. It's like, yeah. And it almost feels like the situation you're in is toxic because they're keeping you down, so they don't want you to move out. Yeah. And it's you recognize that inside yourself and say, okay, that's fine. I can live with that. I now know exactly what you're doing subconsciously, because most people do this subconsciously. They don't consciously. However, I'm a little bit more aware. Thank you very much. I'll take your criticism or whatever on the chin. I'll do my own thing anyway. And I feel that you're getting there. But I think with my guides are saying there has been this whole back and forth a little bit, because you've been unsure, but you've also been made to feel unsure, because it's like, well, how will you cope with us without us? You will. You know that. However, they're also saying to me, don't cut ties with the family once you've gone. So it's almost about crossing those. They're saying to me, laying the foundation and crossing the bridges. But I also feel, again, I'm getting the spring really loud and clear. I don't know whether you want to add any more to this journey, but that's where I'm coming from.
Well, just to add, yes, you had asked about when. I don't see it yet. So that's not a bad thing. I know you, from a third dimensional point of view, you might say, oh, my God, I'm in hell for longer. No, this is an earth school, so it's about learning. So with what Caroline said, when you're a little bit more aware of what's going on, there's more acceptance and forgiveness, and you don't, like, have it stab you as much, and you learn, and the whole picture, the whole learning thing really comes together, that's when the inner strength kind of bolsters you, and that's when you leave. So there's more work that has to be done, and that's fine. That's why you're in this incarnation. And like I had said, you're fine. That it's all divinely ordered, and that despite it being painful and upsetting, it's for soul growth opportunity. Do what you can to learn from every single slingshot that comes your way. Have gratitude. Again, have forgiveness. And watch for the divine signs. And I think
you will be
it.
Fine. I think I think the more you find your ability to calm within yourself, you'll find the strength to move forward, and it'll happen a lot quicker. Okay.
Okay, I'm trying. I try a lot of ways.
Yes, it's difficult. I know, and like I said, it's easy for me and Joni to sit here and say, yes, do this, because we're outside of that situation. However, we both have been in very difficult situations in our life, and this is about you gaining strength within yourself to be able to move out of that negative environment. But you're getting there, so well done you. You know, don't ever discredit what you've already done, okay?
That's right.
So, you know, give it 6 months, and you'll be on the pathway.
Okay. Oh boy. All right.
We're supporting you. We're sending good energy your way.
Sending you healing and love. Yeah, absolutely. And just remember to keep protecting yourself, even if you have to wear a crystal around your neck, like an amethyst or something like that, just to give you that protection. Okay.
Mhm. Yeah.
Good luck, and hopefully we'll speak to you in the future.
Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah.
Okay.
You.
Bye-bye. Right, okay, we'll move on to the next caller of 252. Hi, who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Hi, this is Katie, and I'm in Georgia.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
We've met you before, haven't we?
Yes,
a while ago.
I was brave.
Fine, thank you very much. What can we do for you today?
I don't know if I'm having money issues. Well, I guess I am having money issues. I am looking for, I sent out a bunch of resumes, and I haven't received any offers or any, I think I went on one interview a while ago, never heard anything back, but I sent out a bunch of resumes. I am luckily doing like a, kind of like a remote temp project, but I'm owing a lot of debt or things are coming up from a long time ago that I never even knew I had. So I don't know if something's going on with me with receiving or attracting money, or I don't know why I'm not attracting employment or money. I'm not sure what's going on with me.
Okay.
Caroline, it's your turn.
Yep. Well, the first message as you started talking, I nearly actually cut in and stopped you there and then and said, you're teetering on the edge. That was the words that came into my mind. And I think you are standing on the edge of this precipice, and it's just like, okay, so I want my life to start. Where's it starting? Because it's not happening. And I think you've had a word with upstairs as well. This is what they're telling me. That I feel you've had a bit of a shouting session, which is fine because we all do it, you know, just for anyone else. And I will say this to anyone, and I'm sure we've all done it. Obviously, if you are connected to guidance, or, you know, you are fairly empathic, you know, when you are connected, and myself and my Joni have done this, I can speak for Joni as well, I hope. But sometimes I get quite cross with upstairs, and I actually say, well, hang on, if you want me to do all this, then you need to make sure it gets sorted out first. I feel you've been in that place, haven't you, Georgie, Katie?
Yeah, I literally.
It's like, okay.
I have a business I'm trying to get off the ground. I literally said yesterday, well, if you guys want me to do this, then I need the funding.
Yeah, exactly. And don't worry, we've all done it. It's just a bit of... And the thing is, it's like, I must admit, I do have this conversation with another friend of mine. Sometimes they just take you to the wire, like the real wire. It's like, you know, come on, I've got like £10 left. What's going on? And they go, oh, here you go then. And you go, oh, charming. Thanks for that. We could have done that 3 months ago to stop me getting so stressed. But it's also part of our learning to trust. Okay, Katie, just so you know, just because it's just to enjoy yourself on that one for a second. However, the words I'm getting from my guides is you're doing well. So as much as you might be having or you think you might be having money issues, you're actually doing really well. So I take it you're learning from this. You're being resourceful. The other thing that they are saying to me is, yeah, I mean, I think this teetering on the edge thing is about decisions. And it's about decisions of what to do next. Because you're going, hey, I'm applying over here for these jobs. And it feels like, and you're not going to like me for saying this, and sometimes this does happen, is they're cutting you off from going for those jobs because it's not really what you want to do.
Okay. I mean, I can see that.
Because you're going, look, I need some money. I'm going to go for that job. And they're going, no, you're starting your business. Is that
yeah,
really
but
what's
also
going on?
Yeah, I think a lot of the – so I'm kind of in the process of waiting to get licensed for something. And the jobs I've been up for is kind of like the assistant to the person with the license. But I am qualified to do – what the other position, but I am waiting for the license. So I really wasn't applying for positions that I really want. You get what I'm saying? I've been applying to be the assistant instead of the executive, and I really am
answered. Yeah, so you just actually answered your own question, haven't you, really?
Okay.
I mean, I don't really need to say any more apart from, well, that's just for it, sort of having a bit of a sense of humor on you and going, what are you doing that for? Where's your self-worth? You know, you're quite capable.
Yeah.
Get on with it, you know? Sorry, that's a bit direct, but sometimes we do have to give direct comments. However, it does feel a bit like they're saying to you, you're worth more than this, and you know you are. So actually, when you were saying you're having abundance issues or money issues, it's called self-worth, you know?
Yes. Yeah, you know what, too? I realized, like, say I've been looking at, say, luxury things, right? And I realized that things that have a high value, or just say a Chanel bag or something, right? I notice I'm feeling unworthy, but for some reason I don't feel worthy of inexpensive things. But I realize maybe I'm feeling unworthy because I don't feel I have equal value to the expensive thing. You get what I'm saying? I think you instantaneously think
I don't deserve that. So
yeah,
you automatically then say I can't afford it. So
yes,
by saying I can't afford it, you're actually manifesting no money.
Yes, but it's not me. It's like something going on in my left brain that's constantly saying that, and I'm telling myself, stop saying that to me. But it's like I do need to reprogram my mind and kind of get rid of that criticism. And I realize I'm saying can't is making me feel like I can't have it, but that's not true. So I do want to release that. But I started to notice that when I'm looking at expensive things, I'm relating is something where I'm feeling maybe I don't feel like I have value. I don't know how to build it myself. I try to talk to myself.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like you're devaluing yourself the minute you look at an expensive. So you look at a Chanel bag, whereas someone who it's like, okay, I can afford that amount of money, that $700 or whatever it is. But you're going, no, it's too good for me. So the self-worth is, it's too good for me. Everything's too good for me. And it's a little bit like when responding to applying for jobs. There's a job you should be doing and you can do, standing on your head. But you go, no, I'm not sure about that because you've lost a little bit of confidence. So this is about building yourself back up in confidence.
Yes,
and releasing the stress and everything else. And I think you'll be fine once you do that. They're giving me sort of yellow energy towards the solar plexus. So I do feel there's a lot of energy work with relation to that. And they're almost like they're just showing me like, you know, when you see these clowns that pull like handkerchiefs out their mouths, they're showing me that. So it's a little bit like, it's the self-talk that's not really helping you right now.
Yeah, and I think with the job, because I relocated. I was in New York and I moved to Georgia, but I think when I was in New York, when I was applying for a job, they were saying they're not going to hire me unless I have the license. And then because I do have the license for the assistant position, they're saying I was overqualified. So, you know, issue with me for a while trying to get licensed and get employment.
Point of view, we have a thing called parts. So your parts aren't exactly coming together. So obviously you were in New York and they're saying this, and then you're in Georgia and they're saying this. So basically there's a confused element of you which is causing the issue on the money side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just asking if you can ask your higher self to integrate those two parts that are still working towards your highest good. So if you look at your left hand, that's the part that kind of goes, I'm overqualified, and then you look at the right hand and you go, that's the part is underqualified, and visualize those cells. Now if you ask yourself, like, as you're holding those in your hand, what are they both doing? They're there for your highest good, to make sure that they've got the right experience. So visualize those two sides and just bring your hands together with the visualizing those two sides coming in and asking them to merge and help you feel better. And you'll feel the difference in your heart chakra. There you go. There's a butterfly. So I felt good. So I don't know how you felt.
I feel good. I feel good. And I like what I'm qualified part, because sometimes I have to tell myself when I am applying for these jobs, like even for the jobs where it's the ones without the license, I have to say, you know, why are you feeling insecure? You're overqualified. Like,
yeah, exactly. So
you know,
that's some of the parts.
But I constantly feel, not good, like a they won't hire me kind of thing when I am applying. So that's probably defeating the purpose.
Exactly. I'm going to pass
with the wrong energy.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to pass you over to Joni and see what Joni wants to say on this one, okay?
Yeah, thank
you. Well,
I very much enjoyed this, and it was very comprehensive. So I'm going to ask you, is there something related to this that you want to go deeper into, or something?
I think that what I realized about myself, because I'm an empath, I think that when I was younger, I picked up, say I had a jealous aunt when people would give me things. She was jealous. And a boyfriend of mine gave me some jewelry. She was jealous. She made a big scene about it. I think I felt her jealousy. And I think I have a mom who would give to her other kids and not to me, give money to them, not to me, or give love to them, not to me. So I think I kind of picked up other people's projected energy onto me. Like, because I'm an empath, I think I've absorbed their energy or have given up money to be loved by them or something. You get what I'm saying? Like, they didn't want me having
to experience jealousy or being ignored or passed over.
Or abandoned.
I'm going
to
go
like,
in and see what theme you're working on in this lifetime. You've got a theme going on. In different lifetimes, you go back and forth between being the sweet, innocent one and being the one that makes the ruckus. So you are keeping yourself, like, pulled in, and I don't feel that you're as loose, because if you let your hair down, then you'd be seen and known. You could be rich. You could be famous. You could be this. You could be that. So you're trying to find a balancing act between being invisible, being prudish, being sweet and innocent and quiet, and being the party girl that's off with Fred Astaire. So let's find out why. I'm going in again. People would blame you. You would do things, and they would blame you and say you weren't getting it right. So you would tiptoe around people, kind of like what you're doing, kind of more in the meek side. I'll stay on the shadowy side rather than in the spotlight side, because I don't want to be blamed. So that's the karma from other lifetimes. Let's get rid of some of the karma here. Let's get rid of karma that I believe will have you be more true to self, not be hiding, not limiting, and not concerned or having those feelers out that someone might judge, be jealous, blame, criticize, or even overlook you. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, where it was difficult for you to be you, the original precipitating event, that incarnation where you were blamed, you didn't get it right, and all the subsequent ones, the ones that followed, where you tried your best, blame, jealousy, being ignored, going to town, and then pulling yourself back, and the yo-yo, I want to be all that, but I can't, I shouldn't, I won't, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Beautiful. There's a lot of energy all wound up in this. It's very twisted, and it's coming out kind of like a ball of yarn around something that went through the hamper. So you have like the piece of clothing, and then there's yarn, and the yarn just got all tied up around it. Forgive everyone and everything. There you go. Your mouth is going to feel like it wants to chew on gum. Are you a gum chewer?
I chew gum, yeah.
I feel like you're going to want a piece of gum. I think it's going to release some energy. Just talking. Next step, ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Beautiful. I see lilac. I see rose. I see peaches. I see petunia. Heavenly, gorgeous. I see honeysuckle. There's a lot of flower energy. And the last part, thank God for these life lessons. There's the gratitude. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical. I'm getting a call on the other line, which I'm not picking up. So if you hear an absence of sound, that's the call in. Now I'm going to go in, and I'm going to see here forward what that forgiveness work did, if there is a shift. I see that there were negative thoughts that were deep in the recesses of your mind, and they will go. They will go. I feel your thinking is going to get lighter. Suffering that was within is going to move. I feel that there's more clarity coming. And I feel despite what others say and do around you or what you've experienced with them in the past, I feel it's not going to matter as much. You're going to have more of an ability to move forward. Decision making is going to be easier, and you're going to be able to laugh at things more. You won't be taking things as seriously. That doesn't mean we don't take things seriously, that's a bad thing. It just means you won't be taking things to heart and you won't be getting stuck. So with the work that Caroline did with you and what I did with you, putting that together, I don't know, do you have a bathtub?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe an Epsom salt bath if you'd like, or might you be showering tonight, or you already did that and you're doing it tomorrow?
I can do it. I can shower, take a bath.
If you want to. The next time you want to do a bath or shower, mm-hmm. you might want to put Epsom salts in. Shower, obviously not. But I feel that there's a purification. It feels lovely to me. And that you will, I see, you'll feel brighter.
Okay. Thank you. I do feel really good. I feel at peace now. And I'm definitely going to listen to this back and just kind of just keep doing the forgiveness thing. I do feel, because that was what was going on with me. So
the forgiveness work we could do all the time with anyone. It just is peeling the onion. You could do it around any situation. You could even do it around illness. You could do it around a symptom, a situation. You say, I forgive myself. I forgive everyone and everything.
Okay.
And it peels
that.
Away. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And I think, to be honest, I use it. And, you know, sometimes sort of you could have a situation where, you know, you feel angry about something. And just doing that quick forgiveness really helps you release some of the negative emotions attached to that. So that's something to take away.
Yes. Well, thank you both. This was so insightful and helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure and an honor, and good luck.
Thanks.
Keep in touch.
Take care now. Bye-bye, Katie. Bye-bye. Right, okay, we'll move on. I will say this to you, and I've noticed this myself, and I don't know whether you've had it similar as well, Joni, but I will say that I think a lot of it from our spiritual selves, we've always kind of felt as if we might be being greedy when it comes to wanting to be comfortable or having that abundant lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I've certainly noticed what's come up for me lately. I can only speak for me, Joni, but obviously I don't know whether this is a theme going on as in across everyone right now, but certainly some emotional issues that have created lack of abundance issues from self-worth have come up for me recently as well. So I do think it's a little bit of a theme, and I've obviously given readings elsewhere as well. So I do think it's a little bit of a theme. I kind of feel that maybe a lot of people that are kind of empathic or spiritual are starting to be told, hang on, have a bit of self-worth here. You know?
I believe that people are coming around to reckoning with money. I think more people are talking about it. I think that people are admitting that they want it, and they're sharing that they feel guilty about saying it. They have shame. Yeah. They're embarrassed. The mere conversation, talking about money, and then those of us, we'll talk about you and me, that we can say to people, it's okay. It's not just about paying bills and making ends meet. You have value. You have worth. There's enough, as Esther Hicks would say, who channels Abraham, there's enough money to go around for everyone. Everyone could be loaded. And that money, though, can change people. They might have it inside of them if they have unresolved greed, or if they're gluttonous, or they have control issues. That's a different story. But value and wealth are not bad things. I say to people, I'd love to be very, very wealthy. And certain light workers find that like almost an aberrant thing to say. And I go back and say, what's wrong with that? I'd love to, a man, you know, as Elmer Fudd would say, you know, in Bugs Bunny, I own a mansion and a yacht. I am Elmer Fudd. I own a mansion and a yacht. It's like, so? Does that change who I am? No, it would be wonderful. So
yes, and I think that's the thing.
And in the future, money is going to be replaced with barter. We will all be very wealthy. So this is, I like talking about that also because I bring that New Earth concept on until we have barter.
And I do feel that, you know, from a, you know, there's a lot where, you know, I've had it in the past. I'm sure you have, Joni. Well, you've got a gift. Why are you asking to be charged for it?
Uh-huh.
But actually, the answer to that is that's my time. You know, I go to work. I do a job as an accountant and I get paid for my time. And I don't question that. And I don't feel guilty. But I do feel there's this whole, like, not great relationship with money and spiritual, simply because I think, as you say, there's a guilt element attached to that, guilt and shame. But actually, you know, and I think it's kind of, I'm just going to do a visualization for everyone. When you have this problem, visualize yourself where you're comfortable, where you have everything you want financially. You have that abundant lifestyle that you love and that you desire. And actually, it's not about being greedy. It's just about being comfortable. And if you're comfortable with who you are, then you'll be comfortable in yourself as a person. And that being comfortable could mean in an abundant fashion, because surely living a life of stress where you're making ends meet and you're not really sure where the money's coming from, that's not a good life. That's not a healthy life. And it doesn't help us do the best job we can in the highest divine order. So I think for me, and I've noticed this with readings that I've done recently, as again, issues cropping up for myself recently, because I will say me and Joni are constantly working on ourselves. You know, we still have lessons to learn. We still have things that we've got to go through. It's giving yourself permission that it's okay. It's okay to be comfortable. You know, because again, if we're comfortable and happy in ourselves, then we can assist in the best way possible. So just remember that going forward. Right. Okay. So I'm going on to the next call. I don't know whether you want to add any more to that, Joni. Sorry. I'm just going.
No. Well said. I'm glad you inserted it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going on to 308.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
I'm calling from New York. My name is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. And how can we help?
Okay, wonderful. Talking to Abundance and Prosperity. Last March, I was laid off from a company. But then I have the belief everything is going to be okay. Because I'm also an accountant, I sold my house, my home that I was living for 30 years, and I say, well, with the laid off, can the downsize and can the opportunity of having more time. Now I'm in an apartment. I just moved to this apartment on September 26th. Then from being in a big place, beautiful windows, nice landscaping. I used to spend a lot of time there. Now I'm here. Of course, it's going to be cheaper for me to live in an apartment. Yes. But then I'm like projecting myself for traveling. And what else you see? It's like at this point, sometimes I'm like, oopsie, I'm missing this, I'm missing that, I'm missing. But then I got to get... I already saved the house and did some Palo Santo around the apartment. It's a very small apartment. I saved the house. I did a Palo Santo. What you see in my prosperity and abundance map. I like the journey that you took the lady before me because you went to the Akashi Records or I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then I would like to know if it's in a healing that I need and open. Or any guidance?
Okay. Joni, it's yours.
Is it my turn?
Very grateful.
Hmm? Yep.
Is it my turn, Caroline?
I think it is.
Okay.
We've got 20 minutes
with
left.
With the insertion of money, I got all spun around. This is all good. Okay, Lucy. Okay. So just so I am clear, you had a house, you sold it, and now you're in a small apartment, correct?
Yes, I did. I was living
in the
house.
In the small of the house, do you have savings? I mean, do you have some money now as a result of the sale? So you're renting, and so you have money.
So, mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go in and see what Spirit says regarding abundance and the future and you.
Thank you.
Do you believe that you are a manifester, that you are a very quick creator? That you visualize something and you make it blossom?
Yes.
You have like the magic touch. So I see angels and I see, do you grow herbs in a pot or do you have little, or do you have a little garden or do you like to grow things? Do you have plants?
Over here, they don't have anything yet. No, I don't have anything in this house. I used to in my home.
You did, right?
Yes,
Would you put some herbs in some pots or cacti or plants or possibly flowers and grow some things in your home?
In this apartment?
Yes.
I have to check because it's very small. And then I got to keep.
Even one.
Okay. Yes, I can do that.
I see blossoming, and I feel the energy of the life coming from a plant would be gorgeous. You represent that beauty, that plant that grows and blossoms. And in your tending to this plant, with the care and the detail, I believe is the way you live your life.
Yeah,
it's an external reflection of you. I feel that, and I hear you, I've heard you say it's tiny, it's small, and I understand you went from bigger to small, you downsized, so there is some loss and what you miss. But I see your space as beautiful. I feel you will hang things on the wall. I feel this will be decorated. It's cozy and beautiful. I feel very comfortable. Do you talk to friends and meet them for coffee, or do they come over and you feed them a little bit?
No, not at all.
Is that something that would ever happen?
In this apartment, no. Maybe I'll go somewhere. I used to have a group that we were trying to do some Reiki and some psychic development, but he just dissolved last Friday. We met like twice, and then he disagreed with some stuff, and he just ended the group.
Okay.
We were four people. No, I don't really.
Saying that your apartment is too small to gather people or even have a friend over?
It's a friend coming over, but everybody's welcome. I don't know why they don't come. I don't go anywhere. I usually spend my time fitnessing or growing things or walking or exercising or doing
okay.
Or doing prayer. What else I do? Prayer, and I do spiritual studies because I love spirituality.
Okay, so I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I'm going to pass you on to Caroline because we have a little bit of time left. So what I'm getting at is you experienced loss and that in your downsizing, there's something in your mind about limitation.
Okay.
And Spirit works through me, and I see through my third eye, through my movie screen.
Mm-hmm.
It could be even a studio, honey pie. I see this gorgeous home.
Okay.
You went from big to small, but it doesn't change you, and it doesn't change your life.
And they share
with you, you are a creator, you are a manifester, you are a blossomer. You will be, this is a transition then. You will be going through that transition. What the heck happened? I'm now in an apartment. What the heck? But it doesn't change anything. And you see, this is where it's transcending the physical to the spiritual. Doesn't change that you meet with people. It doesn't change you love spirituality. It doesn't mean that you can't grow something.
Yeah.
If you want to, if you want to be practical, write a list of all the things that you did then, and then take a look at your present situation and ask yourself, what can I still do today? I think you will be very, very surprised.
Okay.
So you're going through what the heck happened. Maybe it feels like being hit with a Mack truck or like someone stole your wallet and there's loss. But really, it's change. You never changed. You never changed. You're powerful. You're beautiful. You grow things. You make things happen. People love you. You love spirituality. You love people. And you're going to work with this smaller space and be and continue. And I see it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to pass you on to Caroline, and I wish you a lot of enjoyment.
Thank you, Sihar. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Lucy. Well, I'm going to be quite quick because obviously we haven't got much time left now. I love about the plant energy. I do feel that that is going to bring joy and peace. I know you're saying it's a small apartment, but as you said also earlier on, there's beautiful views and everything else. You are very good at manifesting, and I feel that you did the right thing. I mean, as much as, yes, you downsized, I feel that you've peered there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been, I was being practical, yes, because
yes.
I really don't want to be unemployed. Draining whatever my energy, just cleaning the space that it was almost empty. It was just me, you know.
So, yeah. And I must admit, I've downsized before now, sort of years ago when I did go through a divorce, but I actually quite enjoyed it because I actually enjoyed the fact I didn't have to clean such a big house anymore. So I know exactly where you're coming from. So as much as sometimes it feels on the face of it that that's what you're doing, but actually you're freeing up more time for yourself, which is what Spirit wanted you to do. The other thing is also they wanted to think about, so job-wise, did you actually want to, I feel that you sort of wanted to take some time out to think about what you wanted to do going forward. Is that right?
Yes, my spirit released me from my job. I was in my job 22 years, and they laid me off. On March 27, I was laid off my last day for a 22-year-plus job. And then I got out. Now I have to start paying my own insurance. That is like $1,300 a month, and plus whatever expenses I have.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go out without insurance. But it's, I'm thinking to just find something to do in the computer, investing or trading or do something.
But
I don't want to treat myself. I want to be sure I'm divinely guided.
Yes, and I think that's kind of where you're headed. They do say to me a money plant as well, because obviously money plants do help. And the other thing that Joni actually told me about was lentils, which I now have a bowl of lentils somewhere around my house.
Yes,
which
the
is
feng shui.
Feng shui.
Yeah.
Yes, attracting abundance, because we could all do with a bit of that. However, I think the job, it's just about the timing. You know, Spirit is saying to me, you have had you know, it's been given you like that, where you can take your foot off the gas, give yourself that little bit of time to sort your head out. But then I do feel you've got another job coming in about 2 or 3 months' time. It's just timing for you. And I feel that, you know, I'm not even sure whether you'll work full-time, you know, Lucy. I actually do get the feeling that you might work part-time, okay? So, because you quite like having the time to yourself, don't you?
I love to have the time for myself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of like, well, I don't have to work so hard, actually. I can do it like this. And I do feel there's a little bit of that going on with you right now. So it's just giving you the time to work out what you need and what you want. But I think once you have, it'll happen very, very quickly. So, you know, and it's just allowing you to blossom and grow. So I think from a future perspective, there's a little bit of feeling of lost right now. And it's, I think what Spirit's saying to me is it's like they want you to have a purpose again. So, because I do feel you actually, when you work very hard. But I do feel you did need to take some time out as well. So I do think you're not long now before another job comes in. So enjoy the moment.
I don't even know if I'm going to be working anymore for somebody. I just would to do my own business.
Yeah, it's that decision. Could you set up on your own?
The business?
Yeah.
I have to find something that I really like to do and do a business.
Yeah. This is what I mean. It's about taking that time out to think about what you truly want. I do feel you will work again. But again, I'm getting from my guides, if you want to, I think at the moment I think when you got made redundant or laid off, there was a little bit of confidence there. And you said, right, okay, let's just sort myself out, get my head straight, and then I'll go back on track again. I think this is where you are. So you're just about ready now to go out to that marketplace and see what's about again. You've got a lot of experience. You've got a lot of positive career paths. Just don't let one experience knock your confidence to the point that you don't want to go back there again. Okay? We've all done it. We've all been there. But I think once you are now more settled, get your feng shui in there and your flower, because I think it is about the blossoming. And I do feel you'll manifest what you want. The words I am getting, which is very rare, is you will manifest your dreams. You know you will. It's just working out what you want first. Okay?
Okay.
Hope that's helped.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
And blessings, yeah.
Thank you.
You're to you too. You're to my blessings for today. My blessings today. Thank you so much.
Bye bye, Lucy. Bye bye. Right. Okay. So I'm actually going to offer love and light to everyone that's called us in today and listen. Very rare that I do that, but I just feel that the need today, I feel it's been a very lovely show. It is about making sure we shine our lights on ourselves, and sometimes because we are a lot of people that are empathic are naturally people pleasers and we like to heal everyone else as well. So we don't necessarily focus on us. We focus on what other people are thinking or what it's all about. Take the time for you. Work out your abundant lifestyle, and then you have a greater ability to help others. I don't know whether you want to add any more, but Joni, obviously we've got 6 minutes left, so would you also like to tell everyone again how people can find you? And also we will put up the link to next month's show. I would suggest that it probably be around the middle of November. That means myself and Joni haven't done a date as yet. So.
And if you follow the show on Blog Talk Radio, then you will get the notification once she and I confer.
I think
so
there's only ever
one. Find me. Oh, go ahead.
I think there's only ever one show, and I must admit that Joni wasn't very well a couple of months ago, so I put a date in.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking that, so apologies for anyone that did tune in, because yes, that was my fault, and that's the only time I've ever done that, so apologies. But anyway, Joni,
September,
you carry on.
I think we didn't have a September show.
Yeah, we didn't.
There was no September. Well, you can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. Please feel free to find out more about me, and you can contact me through my website. If you'd like to receive my newsletter, also you can sign up via my website. And you could find me on LinkedIn and Twitter and SoundCloud. And I have a YouTube channel. It's Joni Isinger. I'm on Facebook. I have the Joni's White Light Healing fan page. I have my own Joni Isinger private wall. Just message me. Tell me how you found me if you friend request, because I'm not friend requesting strangers. And we have the UK-US Psychic Tag Team fan page on Facebook as well. So please, Caroline, again, how can people find you?
You can find me at Caroline Crystal Heart. Obviously, again, that's my personal page, but it is geared towards my business as well. I have a very private account, but that's just my account. Also, I have a page, Crystal Heart Psychics. My website is crystalheartpsychics.com. You can read about me on there, but also on top of that, there is a video introducing myself and obviously what Crystal Hearts is all about. And again, I have readers online. And also you can contact myself and Joni through the UK-US Psychic Tag Team. Again, if you want to carry on listening to the show, please follow, because then obviously you will see the links as they come up. And also if you check out the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Facebook page, normally I post the links on there as well. I have recently opened an Instagram account, but I've tried to post the links on there and it doesn't quite work that well. So anyway, however, but that's where you can find us. So there is an Instagram account as well, UK-US Psychic Tag Team. So, but all I will say is thank you everyone for connecting in to us tonight and calling us. Apologies if we didn't get around to you. We do appreciate your calls and we shall be looking
always
towards, making a show for mid-November. So, stay
thank
tuned.
Thank you very much
and
for
following.
Running the controls.
That's no problem, Joni.
And I love tag teaming with you. It's so much fun
absolutely
every month.
Absolutely. It is. And again, you know, our show wouldn't be our show without yourself, but also without our callers. So thank you everyone that's called and listened in today. Right, I'm going to play last song.
Have a great
rest
of your night, folks.
Yeah. I'm going to play our last song of the evening, again, sang by Joni. We look forward to hearing from you next month. And again, apologies for those we didn't get around to speaking to, but thanks for calling. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Me.
this side.